We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Into it for a Saturday morning to you.
Yeah, we're into the garden, and there's no better place to visit early on the weekend is a garden centre. But something exciting's happening in garden centres around Perth. We're actually around Australia, Darren. Mm. Around Australia tomorrow, we thought we'd call in, check in with Tim Parker from Dawson's Garden World in Forestfield to find out what's happening. Garden Relief was established by Garden Centres Australia in 2014 to help people understand the numerous benefits of spending time in the garden. Good morning, Tim.
Tim, hello.
Yeah, good morning, Sue and Darren.
Yeah, well, you're a living example. You're in a garden all the time.
That's right. And you're 175, so, you know, you're a living example of how good it is for you.
Well, it is good for you. Well, Tim's always happy and smiley, and I think let's talk to Tim. He'll be out of the living example of how good a garden is.
Sue and Darren, we're looking forward to a great day tomorrow on Sunday the 19th of March we at Dawson's and, you know, independent garden centres around Perth, celebrate Garden Relief Day, which is really an initiative that was started by the Garden Centres of Australia a couple of years ago. And the day is really about, a celebration of the contribution that, gardening makes to our, not only our physical well-being, but also our brain health and mental health. And, we know that, gardening is just so good for us. Often when you listen to gardening talks or articles, they often end with the phrase, happy gardening. But we don't often stop to think about what that means. And, the science is really starting to come in on the side of gardening, and we're starting to get a lot of facts about actually just, how really nurturing and good for us it is. So, Garden Relief Day is really about that, sort of encouraging us all to, immerse ourselves in greenery, get out in the garden, get your hands dirty, and you're going to feel a lot better for it.
Well, we know that there's 3 million people in Australia who do live with depression or anxiety, and often it's just that back to nature, looking at tree leaves. It sounds really silly when you say it, but the benefits that happen when you're actually living it, exactly what you say, the difference is just immeasurable.
Yeah, exactly. I think the thing about gardening, particularly where it's so useful for, people who are struggling a little bit with anxiety and depression, is that, it's an inherently, hopeful practice, isn't it? When we go out and garden, we really plant hope, and it's often that just that simple process of getting out there in the sunshine, tending, maintaining a garden, or even just sitting in a garden or walking amongst greenery or trees that, really lifts the spirit of people who are, suffering from some of these mental health issues. And, there's some really fascinating science on this. There's even a bacteria apparently called Mycobacterium vaccae, which is a harmless bacteria which is in the soil that gardeners come in contact with when we work the soil or we eat home-grown produce. And scientists have found that this bacterium seems to be associated with the brain. It stimulates our brain to release more serotonin, which is the happy hormone. So, the science is really in. Gardening is really great for us. And the other thing we're really excited about Garden Relief Day tomorrow is that there's a range of fundraising activities that support the wonderful work of Beyond Blue, which, of course, supports Australians and is working to, help all Australians develop their optimum level of mental health. So you'll find, for example, at Dawson's, we've got a wonderful salvia called Salvia Black and Bloom, which part of the proceeds of sales of that plant goes to supporting the work of Beyond Blue. A fantastic salvia, lovely sort of black flower stalks with rich purple flowers, celebrating Beyond Blue. So, and there's also a range of special activities at garden centres around Perth. For example, at Dawson's Forestfield, we've got blueberry talks at 10:30 and 2:30 p.m. because actually, as well as Sunday being Garden Relief Day, it's also National Blueberry Day.
Oh, there you go.
because blueberries are an example of, one of a, a plant that we can all grow at home that really enhances our health and lifestyle, because they're so full of vitamin C and those healthy antioxidants. And, yeah, so there's a range of things going on.
And that importance of being responsible for something, so growing a blueberry that's going to give you something back, is just, it's so fulfilling.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's, you know, gardening, you know, to me it's always been a bit of magic, because it's what you, you know, what you put into it is what you directly get back from your garden, isn't it? You know, I mean, you sort of learn that as a gardener, and I think, you know, I often think about this, that, you know, gardening, it nurtures us in sort of some sort of primeval way. You know, I think, you know, often in the modern world today, we're so caught up with all our technology and the hustle and bustle of city life. But, you know, gardening takes us way back to, you know, times where I think we were all cave people sitting around, and on a daily basis, you know, we had contact with animals and plants, you know, whether it was out in the savannas or the forests. But that contact and looking at greenery seems to really sort of just, you know, helps us calm down, chill out and relax and be still for a while, which I think is so important in our, you know, fast-paced technological world today.
It can help to centre us. And you know what, even the, you know, the less glamorous tasks, I find, you know, as someone that's not a dedicated gardener myself, but I find myself doing all of the mundane things on a regular basis, like pulling weeds and whatever else, even if I don't necessarily look forward to doing it, I come out at the end of it
feel
going,
better?
Yeah, I'm glad I did that. That was good. The place looks better, and I feel better for the process. So yeah. It's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you'd like to know more, find out what's happening for Garden Relief. Did you just type in Garden Relief on the magic internet talking about technology?
I reckon so. But spell it with leaf. Spell it as in garden leaves. R-E-L-E-A-F.
Or visit maybe Dawson's World Forest Field, Dawson's Garden Centres, I know, Guildford Town Garden Centre, many gardens, the Wardex Garden Centres, many independent garden centres around Perth, around WA actually, are totally immersing themselves in National Blueberry Day and Garden Relief Day.
A good thing too. Great to chat, Tim.
Yeah, thanks very much, Sue and Darren. And, yeah, I really encourage everyone to, yeah, get into your local garden centre tomorrow and, you know, have a great day, get into the garden and, yeah, you know, support gardening and, you know, Garden Relief and Beyond Blue.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and buy a plant because it's good for the soul.
That's right.
It's cheaper than cancelling.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tim.
Cheers, Tim.
Goodbye.
Tim from Dawson's World, Garden World in Forestfield. 9221882 if you want to join us and have a chat about gardening, about, you know, what is your unofficial therapy today?
Yes, that's right. What do you like about it?
Yeah.
What's your favourite? We do have a prize, don't we?
Actually, we do have a prize. Caller of the Day gets the Elvis and American Trilogy Double Pass, which is coming up next weekend at the Astor Theatre. So this is three Elvis tribute artists doing three distinct sections of Elvis's career.
Really?
Yeah.
So that sounds pretty good.
You get to see early Elvis. I think you get to see Vegas Elvis and I think maybe the movies Elvis era. But yeah, but feel free to, it'll be a great show.
Which Elvis era would you like to be?
Me?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, when it's in the movies, I mean, if you're going to give it anything.
I was thinking you wouldn't want the Vegas era.
I'm not a white jumpsuit kind of guy.
I couldn't see you in a white jumpsuit. You'd need the platform heels.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you just don't want to compete.
You could get those tickets if you get through and have a chat with us today. Tickets, by the way, from astortheatreperth.com.au. Or send us a text, 19999677. Let's take a break. We'll come back and have a chat to Judith and Australian Dinner Tick and Rod and Peppy Grove and maybe you, as we talk gardening this morning, 8:15.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for KingCare, specialists delivering in-home care for WA's elderly and people with disability. Hi, Simon Beaumont. Do you need to get organised?
My husband has a whole lot of rugby jerseys and socks and shorts that he used to wear in from under sixes through to, say, under 16s. You know, it takes up quite a bit of space in our closet.
Join me on Monday. Give us a call. Carolyn Verhoff, professional organiser, will be my guest, taking your calls.
We reduce the space that's taking up, but enjoy it more. I would be actually make it into some sort of frame.
You'll hear great things on Afternoons with Simon Beaumont. Weekdays from midday on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Looking after the garden can be challenging, especially as we get a little older.
A helping hand goes a long way, and the ladies at Weeding Women are here to help prune your rose bushes and get those winter weeds back under control. The ladies at Weeding Women will take care of your garden like it's their own, and they offer handsome discounts for pensioners. So if you need a little help in the garden this winter, call the team at Weeding Women on 1-800-247-484.
A BMW is built to be driven, not parked. Like the BMW X5 S-Drive 25D from $89,900 drive away. And with flexible finance options available, it's time to visit a BMW dealer today. Terms and conditions apply.
Gina here from Alpha Travel. Here at Alpha Travel, we think your holiday should begin from the moment you sit down to plan it. Whether your next dream trip is a river cruise in the south of France, an independent drive through rugged Scottish highlands, or a luxury rail and ocean cruise through breathtaking Canada, there's no trip too tricky for our experienced and friendly staff. All over the perfect cup of tea, of course. Visit Alpha Travel in Claremont or Applecross, or at alphatravel.com.au.
See a cold or flu coming? See that you pick up Healthy Care Vitamin C from Chemist Warehouse. See how it may reduce the frequency, severity and durations of symptoms. See how it's Australian made and see its great price. Healthy Care Vitamin C 500mg chewable 500 tabs is only $19.99. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see a healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
Time to say goodbye to flies, mozzies, ants, cockroaches, and other annoying insects. Pestrol Ultra is a guaranteed automatic insect control system that includes natural pyrethrins. Set and forget, portable and safe for your family and pets. Call within the next 30 minutes for free delivery and join the thousands of Aussies who already enjoy an insect-free home thanks to Pestrol. Buy a Pestrol Ultra indoor for just $75 and get a Pestrol Ultra outdoor absolutely free. 1-800-33-8888 or pestrol.com.au.
This is Ross Greenwood. Now on the latest episode of Work Life Money,
Bruce Bilson, CEO of the Franchise Council, talks to Ross about franchising and penalty rates. And Ross looks at the future of work and automation in the workplace with Adrian Turner, the CEO of Data 61 at the CSIRO.
For this and more, download the podcast now at worklifemoney.com.au. Thanks to Australian Super.
You could be part owner in more than $100 billion worth of investments. Visit AustralianSuper.com.
There's only one thing separating you from the harsh elements of nature. Your roof. So if it's due for replacement, trust Safeway Roofing for the complete job. Council approval, engineering and quality workmanship all at an affordable price. See SafewayRoofing.com.au.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Gardening time, 19 after 8, 92211, 882 to join in.
We're talking about how good gardening is for your health this weekend and how the season's changed and it feels like autumn. So to start up, what's your best thing that you think makes you feel best in the garden?
Do you know what? I reckon just sitting in it.
Yeah.
You know what? But particularly, like I was talking about weeding, and if you've done some sweeping, particularly after you've neatened everything, sitting in it after it's all neat, it's like, one of the greatest things that I love in the backyard is when we can take the, and we're heading out of this territory, but when you can take the covers off the outdoor furniture. So, like, you know, it's not going to be raining, and so we can actually sit in it.
Oh, you are organised. We don't even have covers in our house.
No. That's when it's like, oh, yeah, the outdoor couch has got the cover off. That makes me feel pretty happy.
That makes
so
you
can
feel
sit
good.
There
Excellent.
And enjoy it.
Well, that's it. We're heading the other way in, but that's okay.
But
yeah.
I've enjoyed it thus far.
Good for the soul. I think pruning is one of my jobs that I feel really, really that sense of achievement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, absolutely.
Yeah, and Judith.
You're going to talk pruning with us, Judith in Australind. Hello.
Hello, Sue. Hello, Darren. I'm down in Australind, Sue, after trying to throwing my magnolia to the fence, as I told Andy at times. Because I'm so fed up with it. I think you and I have been through that trauma when Rob was on with the umbrella and me trying to
get it.
And I threw it to the fence because I was so fed up, and then it's still alive.
Oh, can you believe that?
Of course.
Now, I'm down at Australind, and my daughter's got tiny teddies.
Yeah.
And they're in big pots. And they're very woody and straggly, Sue. So I'm just wondering, and the little gem is huge, probably 6 foot.
And straggly too?
Well, it's beautiful. It's been beautiful when it was flowering. It was gorgeous. But now it's woody and horrible looking. Yeah. So how much can I chop off the little gem, and how much can I the little teddies are really sort of, I'd say you'd look at them and think, oh my God, why haven't they been fertilised and looked after better?
That's okay. So you can do that. Definitely make sure the water's soaking in. If they're in pots and they've been had a hard time, the water could easily be just running down this across the top of the soil and down the sides of the pot.
Right.
So wetting agent is absolute key. Foliar feeding is another one, and you can trim, say with a magnolia, the little gem I should say, to start with, you can trim, if it's 6 foot high, you can trim 2 foot off it, if you want to really trim it back. Seen some gorgeous ones trimmed back, and depending on the tiny teddies, and make sure that the main branch hasn't been damaged or sunburnt or anything, so there's nothing stopping the sap flowing, you can get stuck into them too. You get this sense of achievement. Yeah, you certainly can. They're not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt them.
No, and my son-in-law has got this biggest bag of rooster booster, which of course I've not used, sir, but he wants to get rid of it because it smells like I don't know what. So can I...
Get rid of it to use it, or does he want to give it to the neighbours?
No,
well, give it to
Paul. No, get rid of it to me, Sue.
To you. Oh, yeah, because it smells here. You can have it.
Exactly.
It's can just I like dynamic on? Lifter. Yeah, you can. You can use it on your garden, Judith, no problem at all. Just
on the magnolias, I feel on that tiny teddy.
A little bit on pots. Not a huge amount all at once, but a little bit. Yes, you can, definitely.
Right. Half a cup?
Yeah, half a cup's ideal.
Righto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lovely.
Thank you so much.
That's going to take a little while to get rid of a big bag with half a cup.
You know.
I know, but I've got a lot of garden.
Oh, brilliant.
If you could see her garden down here, Sue, you would just...
Die.
Heaven.
I'm too jealous. Jealous.
Beautiful. But with the rain, beautiful rain, that help it.
Oh, yeah, certainly
thank
does.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Enjoy your weekend, Judith. Good to have you aboard. 9221 882 if you want to join in. Let's go to Pippi Grove. Hello, Rod.
Good morning.
Hi, Rod.
Thank you for taking the call.
Pleasure.
Look, I've got 2 or 3 questions. I'll get through as quickly as I can.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make a comment. You gave me some help with rhododendrons in my Albany garden 12 or 18 months ago. And
how are they looking?
And they're looking much better. The deformed leaves are still there in a minority, but it's improved.
Oh, fantastic news. That's exciting.
Azaleas. I grow azaleas in Perth with mixed success, I have to say. In Albany, they grow very well.
Yeah.
About 2 or 3 years ago, I built a new bed for azaleas, bought in new soil, which was neutral, and I worked it over to bring the pH down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've gaily gone along over the 2 or 3 years improving the pH, or I thought improving the pH, bringing in iron and sulfur and organic matter.
Yeah.
The plants have done incredibly well. They've been beautiful. In the last month or two, I've got leaves which my wife says are light green, I think are yellowy, but I can see the veins.
Yeah.
I've taken a pH reading. The pH is somewhere between 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Now, I'm wondering whether I'm not getting too low. I can't imagine why I'm getting the yellowing. Some of the some small tip branches are dying, just a few, not much, but there are some little branches sort of the leaves wither and then just the branch dies. I use a bore system as well as ordinary water, and there's the water here is there's a bit of salt in the water. I don't know whether you've
got
any thoughts
what the
on
salt
that?
The salt content is when you say a bit of this time of the year, it's actually at its highest salt content.
Definitely
check that out. And a couple of things is when get hold of, which you can just get at the internet and get an image, a plant pH nutrient availability chart. And what that will do for you will tell you where the soil pH. Do you use a testing kit that you mix with soil and with indicator powder? Yeah, that's the most accurate. So what will happen is it will tell you what nutrients are available at what's soil pH. So the reason we have iron deficiency, if we've got yellow leaves or slightly yellow leaves with green veins, that's telling me that there's iron deficiency there. So what can happen is that sometimes, depending on the soil pH, when it becomes, say, if it's between 4 and 5, say if it's 5, it'll tell us how much of the available iron is actually available to the plant, or the iron that's there is available to the plant. And it varies a lot depending on where the soil pH is. So it's just a really good background knowledge for you. So you know, there should be enough iron there. I'm putting it on, all the iron that I'm putting on should be available to the plant. And it is with iron, it's when it gets up the other end that we end up with a problem, and the reason we see the iron deficiency. What I'd be thinking is a couple of things that can happen. Because azalea's roots are so shallow, as we get over time, we can just get a patch. The soil, there's lots of things that can happen, and I'll just go through a few of the things, is that if there's any root competition, that we can have just one patch that becomes water repellent, and then that feeds that top of the plant and it starts to get dieback. There could be azalea lace bug, which is just translucent leaves, curling of the leaves. Translucent wings, and we start
I'm familiar
to get
with that.
That's a good thing. I would suspect then that, and there's also one thing that I don't want to really talk about, but you need to be aware of it, is that they are seriously susceptible to Phytophthora and dieback, and we don't want that first. We don't want that. So one thing that I will recommend first up is giving them a foliar application of chelated iron, because if they're showing iron deficiency, because sometimes we get that yellowing of the leaves and then we'll get the dieback of that whole branch, and that will tell me, that will be thinking that it could be dieback. So what we need to do, first up is to try the chelated iron, but then also get some either Phosject, which is in a phosphoric acid. So it comes under different brand names. If you can't get it as in a more concentrated, you can get hold of it as Yates Anti-Rot. And I would be very tempted to drenching the soils with them to use phosphoric acid as a treatment to help prevent Phytophthora.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's what I'd be thinking.
That terrifies me.
Yeah. Well,
I've got a huge garden.
Yeah. They're very susceptible to it. And there's a fair bit of it around it's almost the last resort. And when you say you don't want to think about it, don't want to talk about it, you have to, but you don't want to scare anyone about it, but it is around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Look, my hibiscus are not flowering like they should. They're very healthy plants.
Yeah.
But I do seem to get a fair bit of bud drop.
When you open it up, Rod, is there a little beetle in there? Is there anything you can see when you open up the flowers?
I haven't noticed anything.
Okay, because that
I'll have another look. Okay. Didn't occur to me, but I haven't noticed anything just looking at the flower from the outside.
Yeah, that's what can cause bud drop. Sometimes also extreme changes in temperature, like one hot day to one cold day can be a problem as well. Autumn is the best time for hibiscus. They should be looking gorgeous. So just open up the flowers and see if you can get it, see if there's a hibiscus beetle in there.
And I'm thinking now the heat. They're at the back of my tennis court, which is pretend glass, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
And the heat comes off that.
And last week we had one hot day and then we have a cool day, so they sulk. They're like kids.
Yeah. And look, quickly, dahlias.
Yeah.
I've got some fantastic dahlias in Albany that I got from the local garden centre.
Yeah.
but the people I got them from don't seem to have them anymore. Is there anywhere in Perth that there's a good supplier of delphinium corms? I know it's...
Delphiniums or mean, right. You mean dahlias?
Oh, sorry, dahlias.
Yeah. Okay. In Perth, I'm not sure, but there is a Dahlia Society as well, so it might be worth contacting them. Right. But try Tulips with a Difference, which is a bulb mail order company, but they are based just north of Kojuna, well, just like Boyop Brookway. So yeah. They'll be able to, when the dahlias come into season, they'll be able to get the varieties to you.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your time.
Pleasure, Thank Rod. You. Bye.
Great to chat. 9221882 to join in, 29 to 9.
G'day, folks. Pat from George Day Caravans and Motorhomes here. Huge savings, factory incentives and incredible deals can only mean one thing. Are you ready for the 2017 Caravan and Camping Show? George Day Caravans and Motorhomes are definitely ready. And we've got show specials available for the whole week. 7 major caravans and camper brands to choose from and now proud West Australian dealers for Aveda Motorhomes. For your safe, secure, peace of mind purchase, it just has to be George Day Caravans and Motorhomes.
George Day.
DL2301.
Here's your chance to win tickets to the RAC Perth Caravan and Camping Show from Wednesday till Sunday at Claremont Showground. Plus, you'll get $200 to spend at the Getaway Outdoor Stand. Just be the 8th eligible caller on 9221882 now. Escape to Asia with a hot airfare deal from Escape Travel. Fly to Singapore from $238 on sale now. Plus many more dreamy destinations. Call 135-381 or search Escape Travel now.
A property market update with Dr. Andrew Wilson. Thanks to Domain, Australia's best property app. Find your perfect home on the Domain app or at domain.com.au.
The Perth housing market has gone through a subdued period, just as the local economy has with the end of the mining boom. But we are starting to see some clear signs that the shakeout in house prices is starting to bottom out. And of course, it's not all bad news. The Perth market still remains very strong for buyers. The key thing is that buyers and sellers remain in the market and don't leave it too soon between that buying and selling decision. The real issue is to remain in the marketplace, but having said that, there are certainly signs now that we're coming to the end of the recent subdued prices growth and that we may start to see a stabilisation in the market, and of course confidence will return once that becomes apparent and the market will start to restabilise.
Finding your perfect home is easy with Domain. Download Australia's best property app or visit domain.com.au.
You know that Amarok you've always dreamed of? The one with the bi-turbo diesel engine, 17-inch alloy wheels and the largest tray in its class? Well, right now you can make the dream a reality with the Amarok Core Plus. Available in runout from only $43,990, drive away with free 8-speed auto. Be quick. As with all deals this good, you just know they won't be in the showroom for long. So visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer today. Offer ends 31st March. Don't miss your chance. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Discover Domain City West, Perth's furniture and bedding specialist. Discover Domain's exclusive style and quality. Lounges, dining, outdoor furniture, lamps, rugs, mirrors and more. The latest designs for every home. Discover stunning displays of bedroom furniture, bed linen and a complete range of mattresses and ensembles from Australia's leading brands. Discover the best service, value and advice. Domain City West, under the dome next to SciTech and Harvey Norman, with free, easy parking 7 days a week.
Only Aveling Developments can build your beautiful three-bedroom, two-bathroom unit from only $119,000. Only $119,000. Call Aveling Developments now on 6144-1002. Conditions apply. BR12788.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR.
It's 26 to 9, and we've got to say congratulations, Wayne in Como, who a short time ago called through when our win on the weekend lines opened up. So Wayne's got a couple of tickets to the RAC Perth Caravan and Camping Show, which is happening Claremont Showgrounds as of Wednesday. Kicks off Wednesday through Sunday. And, oh yes, a $200 voucher too to spend at the Getaway Outdoor Stand at 301, which is Stand 301, located near Gate 1. So, wow, you're in there with spending money too. Getaway Outdoors at WA's leading outdoor leisure retailer, offering you quality camping products. Keep listening for more chances to win tickets and those $200 Getaway Outdoor vouchers this weekend for the RAC Perth Caravan and Camping Show here at 6PR. Good deal.
Well done.
Indeed. All right, let's head to the phone, shall we? Back to Bassendean with Wendy. Hello there.
Hi, Wendy.
Good morning, Darren and Sue. One about the yucca first and then the gardenia. I recently had a yucca rehomed, and when we were digging out, we discovered it had been planted next to a soak well,
yep.
which consisted of a pipe and just soil with no casing. When the yucca was dug up, the fine feeder roots were cut, and I'm just wondering whether they will reshoot.
No, they won't reshoot. You'll be right. They'll eventually die back. You'll find that the yucca needs some stem material or the material that makes the stems for it to shoot away again. So as long as you've cut it out, that's fine. But if it's filling up the soak well, if you just dig them out, eventually they'll break down, but they'll just dig out you'll be able to dig them out and away they go. It's that fine mass of roots that is absorbing the water, but you just can't get that mass of water away. So no problem at all, Wendy.
That's great. Thanks, Sue. Now, the gardenia is an old friend of ours. Still surviving after being transplanted. I've got her through the summer, but she's not progressing, and I am just wondering what I can do to it.
She really needs it. I love that old friend of ours.
You tried mouth to mouth on her, Wendy.
Well, in a way, has it been you've just transplanted in a pot, or is it just been in the same pot for a little while, Wendy?
She was transplanted in the pot, and now she's in the ground.
Okay. Yeah,
I thought hooray, hooray, but I forgot what dreadful soil we have in Perth.
Yeah, you have that lovely in Bassendean. You have that lovely non-wetting sand, and that causes all sorts of problems. It is pretty dreadful. So make sure the water's soaking, and that's important. But I can tell you honestly from experience that liquid fertilizer every fortnight, without fail, is going to make the biggest difference. Gardenia is interesting, actually. They don't wilt to show you unless they're really bad, but then they're often in the point of no return. But they will just drop their leaves yellow straight away if they're drying out and then something's not right. So if you just every fortnight liquid fertilizer, it just makes the most incredible difference with them.
It's too soon to force feed her. I'm worried about overfeeding her.
No, you won't be able to. You won't be able to overfeed her. I'll be totally surprised if you overfed a gardenia. You're welcome. Well, if overfeeding, as in like lots and lots of fertilizer, you can do it. But liquid fertilizer. The other thing that I threw at mine was some Black Magic rose fertilizer, and that worked. So I did that on top of liquid fertilizing, and they just went. They just bolted.
There you go.
Mm. I'll ring you when I get my first flower.
Oh, I can't wait. You have to share it with us, definitely. Thank you.
Cheers, Wendy. 92211 882 to join in. Let's talk our favourite frangipani, Sandra in Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a lot of frangipanis, and they're all in the same garden. The big white one's about 30 years old. This year, the white one just comes out, the branch comes out, there's little knobs on the end like it's going to flower and they just drop off. However, the pink one, the tropical one and the yellow one are flowering better than they ever have.
That's strange, isn't it? Are they rotting? Can you see any rust?
No, they're not rotting, they just drop off. You know, they're just sort of like very tiny and then they just all drop off.
The flower buds or the leaves?
No, the flower buds. The leaves on the plants look absolutely beautiful.
That's strange, isn't it, when everything else is looking gorgeous. Can you look closer? Is it too big for it? Too big for you to get close to the flower buds?
No, I can get close to some of the flowers, yeah.
Have you got a jeweller's loop or a magnifying glass? And just see if there's any mites.
I can get one.
Yeah, just see if there's any mites there. On them.
It's the whole tree. It's not just one little.
Yeah, that's okay. Tree. That's okay. See if there's any mites. I'm thinking. So that's a maybe. But I'm thinking it's fungal issue from.
Yeah. What about
from
fertilizer? If I fertilized it.
If you fertilized it, won't hurt it.
No.
Totally won't hurt it because it will grow out of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So unless you've fertilised, over-fertilised it and burnt it, but everything else is looking gorgeous. So
yeah,
no problem at all in the same bed. Make sure the trunk isn't damaged at the base. There's no bark peeling. There's no splitting of bark of anything from the tree. I'd be looking at that. But I suspect it's fungal from the rain and the humidity. The humidity is what frangipanis have, but the rain and then the dry heat.
Can I do anything about that, or I just wait till next year?
We just wait till next year, yeah. And that's why I said just check to make sure there's no mites there, because you don't want that to affect the other ones. And then if you've got really good eyesight, you can usually see them, but often you can see them in the flower buds, you know, just as they're forming, and you'll see this really super fine.
They don't get to a flower bud stage.
They'll get the stalk. They'll get the stalk that drops off, did you say?
A stalk and a little tiny knob on the end of it.
So that stalk is what we want to check out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, it's frustrating. I'm happy if you send me a photo, if you want to do that. Weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au.
Great. Thank you very much.
Cheers, pleasure. Sandra. Good luck. Hopefully you have some joy there. It's a process. Angela and Gidgigan.
Hello. It is a process. Hello.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Darren.
Hi. What's up with your passion fruit?
Well, I've got the most amazing passion fruit vine. It's beautiful. It's doing really well. It's green and there's not a flower in sight.
Is it new?
No, it's not overly new. I planted two probably about a year and a half ago, but it's only just really taken off.
Yeah.
The problem is I've done a bit of research. It's growing over my chook pen and I'm wondering whether the chook poop is perhaps a little bit too high in nitrogen and I need to correct it, or...
What variety is it?
I've got like hardly any bees around either, so...
But there's a flower. Is there any flowers at all?
There is nothing.
Okay, that's okay.
Tendrils, but nothing.
Okay, that's fine. So we just have to wait for the flowers and then we worry about the bees after that. We have to get the flowers to come in first. What varieties are they, Angela?
I think, there's a normal purple one.
Yeah.
And there is a gold one as well, a yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a year and a half is fairly normal. So the first summer, they would have only just taken off. This year, they would have just bolted away.
Yeah.
And taken off. What happens with a Panama Gold in particular, and depending if you've got a Panama Red or if you've got a black Nelly Kelly, it would have been a little bit young for you've got a little treasure in the background.
Sorry, George is chiming in. We're in the car.
No, oh, beautiful. So what happens is that when the Nelly Kelly needs to flower, it's still not quite mature enough. With a Panama Yellow, you'll find the Panama Yellow does tend to wait until autumn to flower, which is really frustrating.
Oh, right.
Autumn to flower, and then it tries to set its fruit over winter, and in Gidgigana, it's fine if you live in Geraldton or Kalbarri, but anything south of that, they try to flower. They set their flowers over winter and then you're trying to get them to fruit, which is okay. They're just quite tart. So what we need to do is get them to grow, and then when it gets to winter, after winter, beginning of the season, trim them back and they fruit on that new growth, and that new growth to encourage them to flower early. So it's probably in your case just a little bit of timing. So this is like its first summer, so they're just not quite mature enough, particularly the Nelly Kelly, mature enough when it was ready to flower, because the Nelly Kelly will flower in October and the plant just probably hadn't grown by then. So yes, the nitrogen will be a factor, but I'd rather growth, and then we can work on giving it a little bit of potassium than no growth at all.
Okay, so I'm just being impatient.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
All right, trim after winter and we'll see next year.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thanks.
Pleasure.
Fingers crossed, Anne. Ruth in Cottesloe, we'll come back to you in a tick. We'll talk more fruit if you stay with us. Talking gardening at 6pr at 16 to 9.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake-Up for King Care, specialists delivering in-home care for WA's elderly and people with disability.
I'm Oliver Peterson from Perth Live, where we asked, should a McDonald's be built behind the Guildford Hotel? Your views were mixed.
And as usual, mate, we've got the flat earth society out there, the anti-everything society.
The thing is, it's taking away the whole identity of that area.
Perth Live with Oliver Peterson, weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Synergy knows all too well that the future is as unknowable as it is unpredictable. For example, nobody could have foreseen that I would have smuggled this large silvery gibbon, whom I have named Steve, into the recording studio. Oh. Or that Steve would proceed to escape the confines of this recording booth and into the studio, drawn as he was to the colourful lights and dials at the mixing desk. But one thing Synergy knows about the future is that we need intelligent energy solutions to power it, including renewables and innovative battery technology, which will soon charge the very electrical equipment that Steve is now jumping on. To find out more about how Synergy is leading tomorrow's energy, search Synergy Our Energy, because tomorrow can't wait.
There are many retirees who share the same story as you. You own a home but need cash to live day to day. Well, Sterling New Life can help you change that. They can help you downsize and free up cash without risking your assets. The best independent living solution. A brand new home north of the river from just $205,000 or south of the river from just $180,000. It really is a sterling idea. To find out more, visit sterlingnewlife.com.au.
Over 50 hits, millions of record sales, sold-out concerts. Come and relive the sound, the voice and the classic hits of Roy Orbison Orchestrated. Internationally renowned Roy Orbison tribute star Dean Bourne performs with the Australian Symphony Orchestra under acclaimed conductor George Ellis. All the classics from Pretty Woman to You Got It. Roy Orbison Orchestrated, Crown Theatre, Saturday, August 5. Book now at Ticketmaster.
The Holiday Planet Group's huge range of new escorted tours from Perth are now on sale. Experience the wonders of Singapore and Japan, the beautiful landscapes of Tasmania and New Zealand, or the wildlife and waterfalls of South Africa. And that's just the start. There are so many amazing tours to choose from. For a carefree holiday with fully experienced tour guides, see today's West Australian or go now to holidayplanet.com.au. That's holidayplanet.com.au.
There's only one thing separating you from the harsh elements of nature, your roof. So if it's due for replacement, trust Safeway Roofing for the complete job. Council approval, engineering and quality workmanship all at an affordable price. See safewayroofing.com.au.
Coromel and Windsor's exciting new range of caravans are built for adventure and designed with style. Whether it is in the comfort and elegance of our on-road caravans and pop-tops or our brand new off-road tough caravans and campers, Coromel Windsor will ensure you experience Australia your way. See for yourself this Wednesday till Sunday at the Perth Caravan and Camping Show for a chance to win an Element Caravan or Seeker pop-top. Proudly manufactured in WA for 40 years and with three dealerships in Perth, choose Coromel Windsor, the trusted brands, with a fresh new look.
We're talking gardening with Darren DeMello and Sue McDougall on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
12 to 9, heading into the last gasp of gardening before Harvey and the team take over with talking property from 9 this morning. So get in there while you can. 9221 882. Ruth in Cottesloe. Hi there.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning, Darren. Hi, Sue. Sue, I have a pomegranate tree that's always fruited well and given me lots of pomegranates. This year, they've got something that's gotten into them. It's coming from the underside, you know, not where you pick it up, and it's black, and after all the seeds go black, then it goes into a powdery, black powdery stuff.
So they've got like a black, like a bacterial rot in them?
Yes, yeah, that's that. Yeah, mm. Yeah. How does that happen? And you know, is there something you can avoid or not?
Well, this year it's even a little bit worse because of because of the summer rain and the humidity that we've had. So,
I wondered about that.
So
yeah.
That's really frustrating. But what you need to do is just take off any affected fruit. Don't let the spores, don't let the fruit drop off the ground. Get rid of that and all the leaves as well. Yes, you can spray with Mancozeb Plus as the fruit forms, you know, as the fruit's forming before it gets to even colour to stop it. And then when the tree... I would give it a cover spray in with lime sulfur or copper based spray in winter just to clear it up. Just to clear it up because the buds can stay, the spores can stay there. But it's mostly just because we've had
the weather.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the rain. Yeah, very disappointing. So the rain. And also because the skin often on the bottom of some of the pomegranates does split quite easily and sometimes it's quite thin there. So
it is. That's exactly how it is. Mm. It just. you just touch it, you know, and it'll fall off.
So what we need to do is, too late now to do anything. Yes, have you got any fruit on it?
Oh, lots of fruit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are all of them affected? Because if any are affected now, you can see. Get rid of all of those now.
I've been picking them up, yeah. I just picked one last night, and I actually meant to cut it and see. But I think if they're not affected, they're not fully ripe.
So they're either, that's pretty,
So that's what it is. It's the fungus, so... Yeah. Okay, well, I've noted all those things.
Well, if there's some that are not fully ripe and you've still got some, you can spray with a copper now to just help it.
Yeah.
If you've got some that you've still got a few weeks to go.
Yeah, well, I'll do that.
Yeah, I will do that
copper
too.
Copper spray now.
Yeah.
Okay, and save whatever I can.
Yeah, or you could do Manca Z Plus, one of them, whatever you can get. Either
I've noted those.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Sue. Well, it's nothing I've done, so that's a good way.
Nothing you've done.
It's a good start.
Just be careful. That's very true. Manca Z Plus might be the better option in summer if we've got a few warm days.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Cheers,
you're welcome.
Great to have you
aboard.
Bye-bye. 922-11-882. And Palm in Kelmscott. G'day.
Hi, Palm.
Hi, hello, Sue. Just ringing. I got a 15-month-old rose plant because we actually planted when my kid was born, just as a memory.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So, because we're living in a rental property and we don't have actual garden, we actually planted it in like a big pot.
Lovely.
And put it like 2 10-kilos potting mix bags in it. Just in last summer, after the Christmas, we went on holidays, and when we came back, the plant was quite dry, and then kind of rewatering it. Although the neighbors was planting, like giving the water, but now I actually realize when we plant, there is some kind of like a white wart start coming on the surface of the plant.
What's happened on the surface of the leaves, Palm?
Not on the surface of the soil.
It's
actually in the potting pot.
Yeah, I know.
And the leaves start getting dry and yellow, although we just keep giving them a good regular water, but it's like becoming lifeless kind of thing.
We can't have that.
What can that be?
Certainly. Now, that white mold that looks on the surface, if you clump it up, if you sort of touch it, does the potting mix feel really dry?
So I think we might need potting mix change.
Yeah, what it is actually a fruiting spore of the fungi that's in the soil. And it's not actually that bad detrimental to the plant in its form, the way it is, but it's detrimental to the plant because it causes the soil to become water repellent. So you end up with really dry. So you find that the water just finds its way. So it's not wetting all the roots. So if you water it, take it out of the pot, you'll find these little channels that are wet in some places and dry in others. So what you can do, if the pot's big enough, small enough, you can just dunk it in a plastic container that's been had wetting agent mixed up, and then it absorbs all of that. But if not, mix some wetting agent in a watering can and water it in really, really well. Break up that white soil. And then you might be able to top up with potting mix. The other thing that you would do, and I'd be tempted to do it because of it's had such a hard time, take it out of its pot, replant it with potting mix again, and get rid of any roots that have been damaged, and you know, you might have had dieback of the roots and it just might not be doing so well. So I'd replant it, wetting agent, and then away you go. Liquid fertilizer, like Osmocote for roses around the top of it, and then liquid fertilizer every fortnight.
Right. And is that easily available into the like Bunnings or
certainly is. Certainly is. So you just say you want to repot your rose, you want Osmocote for roses or for flowering plants, and you want some liquid fertilizer to apply every fortnight.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Let me know how you go.
No worries.
Thanks, Palm.
Now, we had a text suggestion, Sue, on 19999677. Hi, Sue and Darren. I just read about the temperamental gardenia. That if yellow leaves affect the older leaves first, then maybe it's a magnesium deficiency?
Yeah, but that usually happens. Magnesium deficiency is interesting, that's right. And that usually happens as they're starting to set their flower buds.
Okay.
So they do have these bright yellow leaves, and that's usually about August. the suddenly everything else is looking gorgeous. There's bright yellow leaves. You're right, exactly. It's the only thing that I recommend putting Epsom salts on.
Right.
A tiny bit of Epsom salts, which is magnesium sulfate. That helps it if everything else is going really well. But they are temperamental. You're right.
And then he says, when it affects younger leaves, is it maybe an iron deficiency? Is that right?
Can be iron deficiency or manganese deficiency. Iron deficiency is shown up by yellow leaves, green veins. That's an indicator. So if you can't quite see the green veins, so the green veins are the indicator that the iron is not available to the plant.
Right. Mm. There you go. Well, thank you, Gavin, for sending that one through.
Thank you.
Now, we do have to sort out a prize. I was thinking, Angela, from Gidgeganup, talking about her passion fruit.
Poor thing.
I know. She's just patience is the virtue that will get you through to fruit.
Yeah.
Ange.
And what's the link to Elvis?
Not sure. Not sure. But to help you wait, there you go,
okay.
To tide you over while you're waiting.
Good thinking.
Got a double pass to see Elvis, an American trilogy at the Astor Theatre next weekend. That's a show, as we say, that features three Elvis, and I don't say impersonators, they're Elvis tribute artists, and they do an amazing job. So three distinct careers or elements of his career on show. If you want to get tickets, you can get them from astortheatreperth.com.au. So well done, Angela.
Yeah, congratulations.
And that's pretty much us. Now, we're going to be back again tomorrow after we've had, a bit of potential rain about the place
Wouldn't
today.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Just cool day today. A good weekend for to be out in the garden. Little bit of rain. Get the autumn veggie garden happening. Just enjoy it this time of the year while the weather is just beautiful.
Just looking at you're the optimist. And so when it's 60% rain.
Means it's
going to, and it's exactly 60% chance of rain. So I think you'll find, Sue, therefore it's going to rain today.
It will somewhere, just depends where you live.
That's right. Yeah. And also, don't forget that tomorrow it's Garden Relief Day.
Relief Day, yeah.
So feel free to pop into your garden centre for that tomorrow. And also for the fact that it's International Blueberries Day.
National Blueberry Day, yes. So maybe we'll talk about all sorts of blueberries and what can do with them.
All right, sounds good. And perhaps if you're looking for something to get out and about and do, don't forget the Mandurah Crab Fest is on this weekend as well. So there's lots of good stuff. We're talking property shortly. We're back here looking after this again tomorrow, so feel free to join us. Heading up on 9 o'clock news is next. Eru.